And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Paul Brown Stadium in downtown Cincinnati for an encounter of the 10-3 New England Patriots and the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals.
Brady screams it left for James White.
He's got to beat a defender with a block from Tooney across the 20, past the 15-10, to the 5, White into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Dalton Jim, the gun, left foot forward, waits on the step. Takes it, backs up two steps, firing to the right, passes Kupp and ducking into the inside.
Seathan Carter with a catch and a touchdown. His first reception as a Bengal, and Cincinnati's on the board.
Devin McCourty is going to leave for the Patriots to the far side, along with Dante Hightower.
The two best defenders off the field. You got Butler and Robertson again.
And there's nobody deep for the Patriots.
Oh,
give to Mixon. Runs up the middle. Hit by Shelton behind the line. They stuff him. No gain on the carry.
What a stop.
Certainly we were on the run a little bit defensively after the first drive, and then they made a stop on third and one, and then came in there with our goal line defense on fourth down, and it looked like we got a real good surge inside. Adam, Danny, that was a big play for us.
The Bengals using another timeout. We'll have a chance on the punt by Bailey with 1:45 to go, and they nearly get to it with a punt. Sailing to the near side. Erickson inches forward. Fields at the 25, and he dropped it.
Are you kidding?
He dropped it.
Slater.
The ball loose at the 23. Matthew Slater was downfield first for the Patriots.
You know, Matt works very hard on those plays of in coverage and downing the ball and timing of the tackle and the contact with the receiver and so forth. So I made a great play there.
Slater got it out.
The ball was out. Fight at the bottom of the file for possession.
Slater.
New England wins.
Mixon stays on up in front of Dalton to the left as he takes the snap and drops back.
Stands in, fire to the near side. Picked off by Stephon Gilmore. He threw it right to him in front of Boyd. Gilmore with another interception for the Patriots. His fifth overall.
First one I kind of knew the route. He kind of got me off the line, but I knew the route, so I undercut it and made a good play.
New England takes over at Cincinnati's 43.
Brady takes the snap, backs up, looks left, now scans back to the middle, directing traffic, pressured, throws to the back of the end zone.
Caught by Harry! Diving catch! Touchdown, Patriots!
Yeah, it was good play by him. He adjusted, held it in the pocket, so he adjusted his route.
Yeah, it was just a kind of a broken play, so I just tried to do what I could to get open.
And then came back and found some space, so it was a good play. We needed it.
Dalton takes the snap, fires to the right, pass to be intercepted by Gilmore. Goodbye. Gone to the 50. Left sideline 40. To the 30. Stephon Gilmore to the 10. En route to his second pick six of the season. Touchdown, Patriots!
The second one kind of knew the route, too. And was able to jump it. We had a blitz coverage, so I knew that pressure was going to get there and was able to make the play.
Oh, it's always good to get take advantage of those and get the ball in the end zone. You know, that's the key, is to capitalize on those opportunities.
Now with Brady under center, offset eye, a first and 10 for the pass from the 33. Tom drops back, hands it off to Burkhead, runs it through the left side of the 25, cuts it right across the 20 out of a tackle. Rex Burkhead back in Cincinnati with a touchdown, Patriots!
It was nice. It was great blocking up front. Offensive line, they did a tremendous job all day, really setting the tone from the beginning and establishing the run game. And so just try to follow those guys up front, try to get in the end zone.
The Patriots, to the applause of the fans who remain, about to officially gain entrance to the postseason for the 11th consecutive year. And for the 22nd time in 26 seasons under the ownership of Robert Kraft.
Yeah, well, that's what you play for. You play to keep playing. So, you win 3, 4, 5 games. I mean, there's big wins along the way there. But, you don't really get anything for winning that 5, 6, 7 wins in this league. That doesn't matter. But when you can, win enough to play in the postseason, then that's one of our goals. And so it's a good thing.